Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 37th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Sarah understood that Abraham was placed in the home as the absolute authority in that home. I know that does not fly in today's world, where we all have rights and equal rights, and I know this goes against all the women marches and all, but listen, when we look at God's word, people, society has turned everything upside down, and I don't want to get into this morning. I know this is being broadcast probably a radio, and there's going to be some men saying amen, and there's some women probably be cussing me right about now on radio, whatever. I'm just kidding. But it's talking about that they have absolute respect for their husband. Remember when Abraham was told in the Ur of the Chaldees at the very beginning, Abraham, I want you to get up and I want you to go. Do you know Sarah was from the Ur of the Chaldees also? That was her home also. And Sarah had to get up, and the Bible used the word obeyed. She listened to Abraham. Why? Because he was placed in a position of authority in the home. I imagine today in most homes, if the husband was to come home and say, honey, pack your bags, we're moving, I would venture to say 90-some percent of the women say, where are we going? How are we getting there? Who's paying for this? Where are we going to live? You don't find Sarah saying any of this. She's just packed her bags and followed Abraham. That's Abram at the time. And that's why she's a great example. Now, men, your time's coming down next week or so. We're going to jump on you men in just a little, in a week or so. But as I looked at this past week, I was just amazed at all the things it said about Sarah, more than any other person in Scripture of a woman. And the last thing we read, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, literally means the absolute authority. The thought is as a servant is to their master. Again, don't get me wrong. This is not talking, we're not talking about that your husband's feet is on your neck. That's not what I was talking about. But it is a place of submission and following him. Whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and not afraid with any amazement. Literally, it's talking about don't have fear or any nervous excitement because you're following your husband as he follows the Lord. There's other things in here about the ladies and 1 Corinthians and other things. It talks about the ladies as unto the Lord. If your husband's not following the Lord and he's out way out there in left field, as unto the Lord. Are you following? But these are principles for women to follow. And Sarah followed these things. We see her in Hebrews chapter number 11. We see her in 1 Peter chapter number 3 as an example. As an example. Turn back to Genesis chapter number 23. I want to finish this. I'm not going to read the rest of this. I've got 2 or 3 minutes. But it's interesting, in verse number 2, where when she died, Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Most people believe that Abraham was not with Sarah when she died. That's what that means, that he came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. He was probably out somewhere because he was a nomad and all the things that he had going on, and he probably was not with Sarah when she passed away, but he came to mourn for her and to weep for her. Verse number 3, we find that Abraham stood up from before his dead, speaking to Sarah. And then he said, I need a burial place. And then I'm not going to read the rest of this. And he finds a place. in a cave in verse number 9. Give me the cave of Machpelah. And the first time the guy said, well, you can have it. And he says, no, I'm going to pay for it for a fair price. And it was 400 pieces of shekels of silver in verse number 16. And he purchased that. And I wrote a note in my Bible right here in this verse. This is the only piece of property Abraham owned. God had promised him something. But Abraham, we find in Hebrews, he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. He knew there was something better than this terra firma. And so he wasn't concerned. And in all of his wanderings, Abraham wasn't concerned about, well, I need to have a piece of property to put my house on. This is the only piece of property he ever owned, and it was a burial plot. We find in verse number 19, and after this, he bought the property. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave. Verse number 20, in the field, in the cave that is therein, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burial place by the sons of Heth. What do we learn from this chapter? Well, we see that Sarah died a great woman, a godly woman, a woman that we ought to follow, especially women, as an example in her life and her testimony. Well, Sarah was buried in that cave. We find in Genesis chapter 25, verse number 9, Abraham was buried there beside his wife, Sarah. Isaac and Rebekah were buried there. We find in Genesis 49, 31, Isaac and Rebekah was buried there. Jacob buried Leah there. Genesis 49, 31. Then Joseph buried Jacob there in that cave, that great cave at the Machpelah. We find it in Genesis 50, 13. And even though Scripture closes in Genesis 23 with the death of Sarah, her testimony followed after her. It continued on through the Old Testament into the New Testament, and we still speak of her today. And I wanted to close with this thought. When we pass on, if the Lord doesn't come for us, if we pass on, we have a funeral, does our testimony live on after us? Are we an example to others? Hey, as Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. The Bible says, look to Sarah as an example, how she followed her husband and followed the Lord. How many of us, when we pass on, will people say, they followed the Lord. They followed Scripture. They loved the Lord. I want to leave that with you this morning. That's what I learned this past week, just from those couple of verses about Sarah when she died. We're still speaking about her this morning. One day we'll see her. We'll see her in heaven, and boy, won't she have a lot to share with us. The great things God had did in her life. Our Father, again, we're grateful. Lord, these things that we read, these great examples and testimonies of patriarchs of years ago. Lord, I know there's still men, there's still women like this today who are faithful. Lord, they may not be known around the world and in the limelight, but Lord, there's still some great people who follow you and love you. And Lord, we thank you for them. Lord, I pray that we can be those kind of people. Lord, not for our glory, but for your glory. That people will look to us as we look to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.